Let's talk a little bit about this year's nonfiction winners. The winner of this year's nonfiction award is The Burning Earth, A History by Sunil Amrith. Can you tell us anything more about the book or the author?
Sunil is a professor at Yale, and when I called him, the words that he used to describe what he was feeling in the call were just how honored he was that his book would be chosen for a Peace Prize. He has that in common with Lily Brooks Dalton, who wrote The Light Pirate. I mean, I think at first they were like, my book's a climate change book. Why a Peace Prize? This is a book which is really just a sweeping global history of the last 500 years, showing how humanity's drive for freedom, profit, expansion has reshaped the natural world, and how that transformed the environment in turn, you know, has shaped human societies.
The Dayton Literary Peace Prize Executive Director Nick Raines talking about this year's award winners in the nonfiction category. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. This year's nonfiction runner-up is by Lauren Markham, called A Map of Future Ruins on Borders and Belonging. What can you tell us?
Lauren Markham provides a work that blends reporting, history, and a memoir, essentially, of her own family to explore migration and essentially the myths that we inherit. She travels to Greece after a refugee camp fire, investigates the trial of a young Afghan refugee accused of arson, and reflects on Greece's place in Western myth. And it calls for a reimagining of belonging, ultimately challenges readers to rethink our inherited narratives and imagine a more humane and inclusive way of living together.
This year's Richard Holbrooke Distinguished Achievement Award goes to an author. Let's be real, his name is probably more recognized than any of his books.
Right, certainly. There are those who would say that Salman Rushdie is the most important writer of our time. He is the most relevant writer of our time. I can't think of too many others who have written in a way so prolifically and whose life really has revolved around the idea of peace more than Salman. He is someone who has fought to keep censorship at bay. Salman is someone who writes across a tremendous range of topics, from the Satanic Verses to his book Knife, right, which is a story of the way he was attacked because of his beliefs. I had the extreme fortune of being able to be in touch with Salman to ask him to accept this award. He was very quick to accept. He has heard of the award before, which is something that we're always thrilled to hear when someone like Salman Rushdie knows who we are.
So Salman Rushdie will be accepting the award in person?
He will. Salman is coming to Dayton. He, on Saturday, late afternoon at the Victoria Theater, will sit on the Victoria Theater stage with a gentleman called David Rode. David is an author himself. He's also the senior managing editor for law and national security for NBC News. And so that's going to be an incredible conversation. I would not want to miss that.
Conversation with the authors takes place Saturday afternoon at the Victoria Theater. Is it critical for people to have read any of the books in order to get something out of the conversation with the authors?
Absolutely not. I think that everything that will be discussed is something that will be relevant to what is happening in the world now. I think what happens during a conversation with the authors is questions are asked in a way that asks the writers to not only talk specifically about their books, but also relate the topics of their books to what's going on in the world right now and how it impacts and how they hope that their book has the potential to challenge mindsets and make people see their characters or these topics through the eyes of the other.
There are two events the weekend of November 8th and 9th. The conversation with the authors on Saturday the 8th at the Victoria Theater and the 20th Annual Dayton Literary Peace Prize Awards presentation on Sunday, November 9th at the Dayton Arcade. Tickets are available for both events at DaytonLiteraryPeaceprize.org. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.